It's time to Think Spring with our virtual home show. This is Andrew Haupt here with Tom Eddy of Eddy's Sawmill. We're going to talk about furniture repair. Sir, thanks for joining us.
Dude, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So just break it down and kind of tell us about your furniture repair business.
Well, everybody has stuff to fix, more or less.
Right.
And most of the interest that comes my way are from old pieces that have sentimental value.
Oh, interesting.
And so folks who have old things that used to belong to grandma or grandpa or have some history in their family otherwise, those are the things that folks want to keep and have fixed. On the other hand, furniture that's used every day, chairs and tables and all, chairs in particular take a beating.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, you know, they become loose. The back pieces sometimes break. And so lots of chairs, re-gluing, new parts, new cane seats.
Oh, wow.
Rush woven seats. Pretty much what a chair needs, I can help it with. You know?
You can help it with a lot then. That's very impressive.
Yes. And then the refinishing side, chairs also get chipped up and banged and used and worn out. And so we can refinish those chairs. Dining room tables is another big thing. The tables, the surface finish wears away over the years. And a lot of folks would just like the top to be freshened up. And so
make it nice again.
Yeah, it looks like new when I'm done.
So in that case, sir, what are your most common requests as far as furniture repair, as far as chairs, tables, antiques, newer?
Yeah, and that comes down to the list. You know, chairs would by far be the largest number of pieces. I've had three or four dining room tables going in my shop at a time. Antiques, the variety is kind of endless. You know, it might be
Absolutely.
Chairs, it might be a dresser, it might be a nightstand. It, you know, all the things that you can think of. But the common thread is the sentimental value those have for the folks who own them.
Now, in that case, let's say I'm looking at an antique. I used to kind of do this from time to time and still do. You'll see like an antique piece of furniture. It might be made of something nice like cherry wood or something like that. Can I bring you a picture of it and ask you, you know, if it needs repairs, what you might be willing to do with it?
Yes. And a picture is a good place to start. And I can get you an estimate that comes pretty close from a picture. But in the end, I always like to see it myself before I give you anything firm. Oftentimes, I go to a person's home to see the piece that they have before they haul it out to me and all of those things. And here, too, I often go and pick up pieces for folks because the days of small cars, right, and gas economy and a lot of single folks. Who really are not able to be hauling stuff around. So I pick things up. If I go to Ames, I may have two or three stops, you know, and try to make my miles count. But that's all part of the service. You know, you try to do for folks what they need and what will make them dealing with me easy.
Right.
And so that's the focus.
So in that case, sir, for your furniture repair business, what is your what's your range? How far out do you do repairs and service calls?
I've had furniture from the Des Moines area. I've had stuff from Webster City, Jewell, Lake City. So, you know, it really is, I would say, a 60-mile radius from my shop would define typically. But here, too, you know, I had somebody send me a couple of table leaves to repair from Idaho and a couple out of Chicago. But those all come by freight. And, you know, it gets pricey doing business that way for the customer. But you never know. There aren't a lot of people who are willing to do repairs like that. So
you're very, I guess, in demand in that case.
My backlog is 3 months or so.
Wow.
And if a project is needed sooner, I do my best to try to fit it in, but I'm working every day pretty much.
In that case,
I do my best. Go ahead.
Well, yes, sir. I didn't mean to.
That's okay.
Here in the art of radio, you know, sometimes you you overtalk each other. In that case, sir, is a deposit required?
No. Life is too short for that. We just charge you at the end, and I try to stick real close to what my estimates are.
Excellent. Now, what's a good way for folks to get in touch with you about furniture repair?
The phone is the best, 231. It's area code 515-231-2744. I can be found on the web, eddiessawmill.com, and there's a email address there on the webpage that you can use. I'm available from 7 to 5, pretty much. I turn my phone off at 5 o'clock.
Smart thinking.
Because I figure I'm closing the office door.
Need a little peace after that.
Yes, that's right.
All right, sir. Well, I think we've covered everything.
Thank you,
sir. Thanks for joining us for our ThinkSpring Virtual Home Show.